This is Kent Hill Junior School Radio Club documentary about the 1953 flood. We have heard letters and accounts from some Canvey people who survived that awful night.
Graham Stevens was 10 years old at the time of the flood. He lived in the Lee Beck area of the island with his mum, dad, granddad, brothers and sister, who all survived the flood. Graham came into our school to be interviewed. Where were you evacuated to?
Well, I came out from Canvey with my brothers and sister, and we actually came to Benfleet. But we stayed with a friend of my mum's who lived in Jotmans, and that's where we came to. That was by the middle of the Sunday morning. The flood, the worst of the flood, the water started to go down, because as the tide went down, then some of the water went away. But fortunately, most of the island was not completely covered. Where the area where the deep water was over in the north side, yeah? On, that would be like Newlands and what was called 60 Acres. And that was very deep, and that's where, in the letter, you heard the letter. Well, that's the area that was worst. Where we were, we had water in, but the main road was okay. So we were able to be taken in a car, actually, and back to Benfleet. And that was where we stayed for a little while that day.
How did it feel when you were being evacuated?
Well, I can tell you how it felt when the water first came in. Well, it was about 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was the same age as you are now, about 10 years old. And we'd been already warned that the seawall had broken. And my mum, we were lucky enough to have two rooms built in our bungalow upstairs, so that was our bedrooms up there. So we came downstairs, mum was with me, and we started picking up all the bits and pieces that we could off the floor. And I looked out the window, there was no water. All you could see was just dry, and the moon was bright. And I looked out again, and I could see that the moon was reflecting on the ground. And you think, that shouldn't be right. Moon doesn't reflect on the ground, but the water was just creeping in, yeah, around the house. And then all of a sudden, like that, we had lino on the floor, you know, like floor covering. And the water came up through the lino, and your feet, all of a sudden, fortunately you had those shoes on, your feet went like that, and the water just came up through the floorboards. And so that was my first experience. And I wasn't frightened. I thought, that just feels funny. And so we were lucky that we had the upstairs, so we were able to go upstairs.
How were you warned?
Well, that was just by, we didn't hear any direct warning. The warning that we should have heard were things called maroons, which were like big fireworks, like the fireworks you hear now. But nobody heard any maroons go off, the big bangs, yeah? Nothing happened. So it was basically by word of mouth. And my granddad came and knocked on our door, and we had a bakery down at the Lee Beck end of Canvey. And he said, the wall's gone down. People want stuff from the bakery. They take them into Lee Beck School, and they want them to. They want buckets and things to make cups of tea for people who have been evacuated into Lee Beck School. And you've got my dad out. So my dad just disappeared. He went off with my granddad, and that's why there's only mum and me left in the house. So that was the warning we got, but that was by word of mouth. Somebody had come and knocked him up to let him know. And that's the way it happened. Most people were just told by other people, and of course that was the people in the areas where the water didn't suddenly just come in, as in the letter where on that side of it, where it came up to about 6 foot or 7 foot high, and rushed in. There was no warning at all. A lot. That's why so many people died, because they had no chance.
How long did the flood last?
1953, it really was only for, in terms of the flooding, it lasted for, one day in the major form. Obviously, the breaches in the wall weren't filled, so for at least for a month afterwards, they were sort of still filling in the bits of the wall. The army came down and filled it all in. Then there was a lot of bit. Then, of course, it was clear-ups, all the houses being dried out, those that could be. And that went on for about, at least before we got back in our own house, was about 3 months.
What did you do to try and get away from it?
Well, as a child, we had to rely on our parents. And fortunately, we weren't too far away. Where we lived, we weren't too far away from the dry ground. Dry ground was on the main road, and we only lived a short distance away. So what happened, we were lucky enough to be upstairs, so we kept relatively dry and warm. And then my dad put on his swimming trunks and waded in the water and carried us out up to the top of the road, where we then were able to get into a car with my uncle and then come to Benfleet. Funny thing was, he carried us out, but we had our dog, he took out everything bath. The dog was sitting in the bath and he pushed him out. Because obviously he would have struggled, I think.
Were you scared?
Not at that time when it happened. Only the only time I felt a little bit frightened, because we were upstairs, we heard somebody shouting, and it was a lady who lived a little further down the road in a little small bungalow, and she was with her son, and she walked out, and the water by then outside was probably, and she was only a short lady, and she was trying to carry her boy as well, who was probably about 6 or 7, and she was wailing outside our, you know, she'd managed to get a short distance, but of course the roads on Canvey in those days weren't flat roads. It was all rubble and underneath, so she was stumbling as well. And she was crying, and then that made you think, there's something bad about this. It wasn't, you know, it was, first of all, it was just water in the bottom of your house, and you were upstairs. But then it was, there's something bad, because there's somebody out there who's in distress. Fortunately, she was able to walk. My mum asked her to come round to our house, but she managed to get to the top of the road where the dry ground was. So that made me frightened a bit. And then from there onwards, when I got to Benfleet, I was on my own, well, not on my own, but with my brothers and sisters, my sister and brothers, and it was just that my mum hadn't arrived, because she was left behind, and she must have been at one of the places down here, you know, in Benfleet, like you said, at the junior school in Benfleet, and we didn't find her until, well, my dad didn't find her until the Sunday evening, and so you're worried about your mum. Yeah, as you would be, wouldn't you? Like your family and your little brother as well. So that was the only frightening bit I found at the time.
Did the water become rough?
Well, it didn't where I lived, because it came in slowly. But presumably, when it came in through the wall, and the pressure of the water coming through the sea wall at the back of the island, that must have been, and the wind being strong as well, that would have been driven along, and so it would have been rough, and there would have been waves around that, as it smashed into the houses, because it would have been a strong wind. There's a very, very strong wind.
Why didn't your mum go with you?
Well, I don't know. She stayed behind with my brother, because he was little, and we were brought to Benfleet, and in the time that we were brought to Benfleet, somebody else, probably, I don't know who it was, but put them on a bus, and they were taken separately, and that's how we got split up. She was safe in the house, and presumably he was going to go back, but by the time he'd gone back again, then she'd been evacuated by somebody else. And because there was confusion, because you can imagine there were lots and lots of people trying to get off the Canvey, there was arrangements made at the places like King John for people to be received by the WRVS. I mean, if it wasn't for the people of Benfleet, the people of Canvey would have been very cold and wet. Fortunately, there were good people from Benfleet who came and helped us out.
Were you worried about leaving your mum behind?
Well, that's a good question, that. At the time, we just did what we were told to do. So we just went where we were told to go. It was my dad wanted us to go, my mum wanted us to go, so we went. And we didn't think there was going to be any delay in my mum coming behind us, but there was. But it was only, as I say, it was for most of the Sunday that we were divided up.
Did you get a new home?
Well, we lived in a bungalow. In fact, there's a picture of the house where I lived, if you can look at it on the website at some time. So we lived in a bungalow, and it was a Canvey bungalow. If you don't know what they were made out of wood, mostly, with what they call a timber rough cast, and they were outside, they were frank, they were sort of, so they weren't made of brick. Some were, some places made of brick, but ours wasn't. So the worst that happened to our house was when we went back, apart when they cleared out all the mud, was the floorboards were all wiggly-wiggly like that, because they'd all gone bent by the seawater. But that, so we were able to go back within about maybe 2 to 3 months, and things were same as usual, you know. So one thing, we got a carpet from the Lord Mayor's Fund, which not many people had a carpet on Canvey, not as good as the one we got from the Lord Mayor's Fund, and that came, that was part of the, you know, the donations that people gave from all over the world, in fact, for people who had been victims of the flood. But we got a carpet.
Why did your little brother get left with your mum?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, I was 10, so I don't know why they decided to stay. And also living with us was my mum's dad, who was 89. And I think they stayed behind because we'd managed to get him upstairs. There's another story there, because we actually, he was in a downstairs bedroom. When the water came in, we forgot he was in the downstairs bedroom. And by the time the water had come in, we had to walk poor old grandpa through the cold water at 89 years old, through the cold water, and push him up the stairs. So he was all right. So I think mum stayed to be with her dad and my little brother. And then we knew a safe place to go, which was here. And so the others were brought over to Benfleet. We were brought to Benfleet. I think that's the reason why.
Why did the sea walls break?
Those walls that broke, strangely enough, weren't built. You know, the Dutch people were the people who built a lot of the walls on Canvey. But those walls were built later than the Dutch walls, because some of the Dutch walls had disappeared anyway and been rebuilt. They were built by a man called Hilton in the 1840s. But they were built on the same style.
Graham Stevens, they're a flood survivor.